Hi, this is Steve Webb.
And this is James Cooper.
If you're a fan of all things Christmas, we have some great news for you.
We're producing the LifeSpring Why Christmas show again this year. This will be the seventh year in a row, and we're excited to be able to share Christmas traditions, customs, and lots of music with you once more.
We'll be producing about a half a dozen shows in December leading up to the Christmas Day finale. You can find out more at LifeSpringWhyChristmas.com. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 311, and today we'll be finishing off the book of Ezekiel by reading chapters 45 through 48. Let's begin. Ezekiel chapter 45. When you allot the land as an inheritance, you will offer an allotment to the Lord, a holy portion from the land. The length will be 8 1/4 miles, and the width 3 1/3 miles. The entire area will be holy. Of this area, a square 875 feet by 875 feet will be designated for the sanctuary, with 87.5 feet set aside for its open space round about. From this measured area, you will measure a length of 8 1/4 miles and a width of 3 1/3 miles. In it will be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It will be a holy portion of the land. It will be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary who approach the Lord to minister to Him. It will be a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. An area 8 1/4 miles in length and 3 1/3 miles in width will be for the Levites who minister at the temple as the place for cities in which they will live. Alongside the portion set apart as the holy allotment, you will allot for the city an area 1 2/3 miles wide and 8 1/4 miles long. It will be for the whole house of Israel. For the prince, there will be land on both sides of the holy allotment and the allotted city, alongside the holy allotment and the allotted city on the west side and on the east side. It will be comparable in length to one of the portions from the west border to the east border of the land. This will be his property in Israel. My princes will no longer oppress my people, but the land will be allotted to the house of Israel according to their tribes. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Enough, you princes of Israel. Put away violence and destruction, and do what is just and right. Put an end to your evictions of my people, declares the Sovereign Lord. You must use just balances, a just dry measure, an ephah, and a just liquid measure, a bath. The dry and liquid measures will be the same. The bath will contain a tenth of a homer, and the ephah a tenth of a homer. The homer will be the standard measure. The shekel will be 20 gerahs. 60 shekels will be a minah for you. This is the offering you must offer: a sixth of an ephah from a homer of wheat, a sixth of an ephah from a homer of barley, and as the prescribed portion of olive oil, 1/10 of a bath from each core, which is 10 baths or a homer, for 10 baths make a homer, and 1 sheep from each flock of 200. From the watered places of Israel for a grain offering, burnt offering, and peace offering to make atonement for them, declares the Sovereign Lord. All the people of the land will contribute to this offering for the prince of Israel. It will be the duty of the prince to provide the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the drink offering at festivals, on the new moons and Sabbaths, at all the appointed feasts of the house of Israel. He will provide the sin offering, the grain offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings to make atonement for the house of Israel. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. In the first month, on the first day of the month, you must take an unblemished young bull and purify the sanctuary. The priest will take some of the food of the sin offering and place it on the doorpost of the temple, on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the doorpost of the gate of the inner court. This is what you must do on the seventh day of the month for anyone who sins inadvertently or through ignorance. So you will make atonement for the temple. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you will celebrate the Passover, and for 7 days bread made without yeast will be eaten. On that day the prince will provide for himself and for all the people of the land a bull for a sin offering, and during the 7 days of the feast he will provide as a burnt offering to the Lord 7 bulls and 7 rams, all without blemish, on each of the 7 days, and a male goat daily for a sin offering. He will provide as a grain offering an ephah for each bull, an ephah for each ram, and a gallon of olive oil for each ephah of grain. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, at the feast, He will make the same provisions for the sin offering, burnt offering, and grain offering, and for the olive oil for the 7 days. Ezekiel chapter 46. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. The gate of the inner court that faces east will be closed 6 working days, but on the Sabbath day it will be opened, and on the day of the new moon it will be opened. The prince will enter by way of the porch of the gate from the outside, and will stand by the doorpost of the gate. The priest will provide his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he will bow down at the threshold of the gate and then go out. But the gate will not be closed until evening. The people of the land will bow down at the entrance of that gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. The burnt offerings which the prince will offer to the Lord on the Sabbath day will be 6 unblemished lambs and 1 unblemished ram. The grain offering will be an ephah with the ram, and the grain offering with the lambs will be as much as he is able to give, and 1 gallon of olive oil with an ephah. On the day of the new moon he will offer an unblemished young bull, and 6 lambs and 1 ram, all without blemish. He will provide a grain offering, an ephah with the bull and an ephah with the ram, and with the lambs as much as he wishes, and 1 gallon of olive oil with each ephah of grain. When the prince enters, he will come by way of the porch of that gate and will go out the same way. When the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed feasts, whoever enters by way of the north gate to worship will go out by way of the south gate. Whoever enters by way of the south gate will go out by way of the north gate. No one will return by the way of the gate they entered in, but will go out straight ahead. When they come in, the prince will come in with them, and when they go out, he will go out. At the festivals and at the appointed feasts, the grain offering will be an ephah with the bull and an ephah with the ram, and with the lambs as much as one is able, and 1 gallon of olive oil with each ephah of grain. When the prince provides a free will offering, a burnt offering, or peace offerings as a voluntary offering to the Lord, the gate facing east will be opened for him, and he will provide his burnt offering and his peace offerings just as he did on the Sabbath. Then he will go out, and the gate will be closed after he goes out. You will provide a lamb 1 year old without blemish for a burnt offering daily to the Lord. Morning by morning he will provide it, and you will provide a grain offering with it morning by morning, 1/6 of an ephah and 1/3 of a gallon of olive oil to moisten the choice flour as a grain offering to the Lord. This is a perpetual statute. Thus they will provide the lamb, the grain offering, and the olive oil morning by morning as a perpetual burnt offering. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. If the prince should give a gift to one of his sons as his inheritance, it will belong to his sons. It is their property by inheritance. But if he gives a gift from his inheritance to one of his servants, it will be his until the year of liberty. Then it will revert to the prince. His inheritance will remain only with his sons. The prince will not take away any of the people's inheritance by oppressively removing them from their property. He will give his sons an inheritance from his own possessions so that my people will not be scattered, each from his own property. Then he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, into the holy chambers for the priests which faced north. There I saw a place at the extreme western end. He said to me, "This is the place where the priests will boil the guilt offering and the sin offering, and where they will bake the grain offering, so that they do not bring them out to the outer court to transmit holiness to the people." Then he brought me out to the outer court and led me to the 4 corners of the court, and I noticed that in every corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court were small courts, 70 feet in length and 52.5 feet in width. The 4 were all the same size. There was a row of masonry around each of the 4 courts, and places for boiling offerings were made under the rows all around. Then he said to me, "These are the houses for boiling, where the ministers of the temple boil the sacrifices of the people." Ezekiel chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the entrance of the temple. I noticed that water was flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was flowing down from under the right side of the temple, from south of the altar. He led me out by way of the north gate and brought me around the outside of the outer gate that faces toward the east. I noticed that the water was trickling out from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a measuring line in his hand, he measured 1,750 feet, and then he led me through the water, which was ankle deep. Again he measured 1,750 feet and led me through the water, which was now knee deep. Once more he measured 1,750 feet and led me through the water, which was waist deep. Again, he measured 1,750 feet, and it was a river I could not cross, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I had returned, I noticed a vast number of trees on the banks of the river on both sides. He said to me, "These waters go out toward the eastern region and flow down into the Arabah. When they enter the Dead Sea, where the sea is stagnant, the waters become fresh. Every living creature which swarms where the river flows will live. There will be many fish, for these waters flow there. It will become fresh, and everything will live where the water flows. Fishermen will stand beside it. From En Gedi to En Eglayim, they will spread nets. They will catch many kinds of fish, like the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and its marshes will not become fresh. They will remain salty. On both sides of the river's banks, every kind of tree will grow for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. But they will bear fruit every month, because their water source flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing." This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Here are the borders you will observe as you allot the land to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph will have two portions. You must divide it equally, just as I vowed to give it to your forefathers. This land will be assigned as your inheritance. This will be the border of the land. On the north side, from the Great Sea by way of Hethlon to the entrance of Zedad, Hamath, Berothah, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, as far as Hazer Hatikon, which is on the border of Haran. The border will run from the sea to Hazer Enon, at the border of Damascus, and on the north is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. On the east side, between Haran and Damascus, and between Gilead and the land of Israel, will be the Jordan. You will measure from the border to the eastern sea. This is the east side. On the south side, it will run from Tamar to the waters of Meribath Kadesh, the river, to the Great Sea. This is the south side. On the west side, the Great Sea will be the boundary to a point opposite Labo Hamath. This is the west side. This is how you will divide the land for yourselves among the tribes of Israel. You must allot it as an inheritance among yourselves and for the foreigners who reside among you, who have fathered sons among you. You must treat them as native-born among the people of Israel. They will be allotted an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. In whatever tribe the foreigner resides, there you will give him his inheritance, declares the Sovereign Lord. Ezekiel chapter 48. These are the names of the tribes. From the northern end beside the road of Hethlon to Lebo Hamath, as far as Hazar Enon, which is on the border of Damascus, toward the north beside Hamath, extending from the east side to the west, Dan will have one portion. Next to the border of Dan, from the east side to the west, Asher will have one portion. Next to the border of Asher, from the east side to the west, Naphtali will have one portion. Next to the border of Naphtali, from the east side to the west, Manasseh will have one portion. Next to the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west, Ephraim will have one portion. Next to the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west, Reuben will have one portion. Next to the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west, Judah will have one portion. Next to the border of Judah, from the east side to the west, will be the allotment you must set apart. It is to be 8.25 miles wide, and the same length as one of the tribal portions, from the east side to the west. The sanctuary will be in the middle of it. The allotment you set apart for the Lord will be 8.25 miles in length, and 3 1/3 miles in width. These will be the allotments for the holy portion. For the priests, toward the north, 8.25 miles in length, toward the west, 3 1/3 miles in width, toward the east, 3 1/3 miles in width, and toward the south, 8.25 miles in length. The sanctuary of the Lord will be in the middle. This will be for the priests who were set apart from the descendants of Zadok, who kept my charge and did not go astray when the people of Israel strayed off, like the Levites did. It will be their portion from the allotment of the land, a most holy place, next to the border of the Levites. Alongside the border of the priests, the Levites will have an allotment 8.25 miles in length and 3 1/3 miles in width. The whole length will be 8.25 miles, and the width 3 1/3 miles. They must not sell or exchange any of it. They must not transfer this choice portion of land, for it is set apart to the Lord. The remainder, 1 2/3 miles in width and 8 1/4 miles in length, will be for common use by the city, for houses and for open space. The city will be in the middle of it. These will be its measurements. The north side will be 1 1/2 miles, the south side 1 1/2 miles, the east side 1 1/2 miles, and the west side 1 1/2 miles. The city will have open spaces. On the north, there will be 437.5 feet. On the south, 437.5 feet. On the east, 437.5 feet. And on the west, 437.5 feet. The remainder of the length alongside the holy allotment will be 3 1/3 miles to the east and 3 1/3 miles to the west, and it will be beside the holy allotment. Its produce will be for food for the workers of the city. The workers of the city from all the tribes of Israel will cultivate it. The whole allotment will be 8 1/4 miles square. You must set apart the holy allotment with the possession of the city. The rest on both sides of the holy allotment and the property of the city will belong to the prince, extending from the 8 1/4 miles of the holy allotment to the east border and westward from the 8 1/4 miles to the west border. Alongside the portions, it will belong to the prince. The holy allotment and the sanctuary of the temple will be in the middle of it. The property of the Levites and of the city will be in the middle of that which belongs to the prince. The portion between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin will be for the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west side, Benjamin will have one portion. Next to the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, Simeon will have one portion. Next to the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, Issachar will have one portion. Next to the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west, Zebulun will have one portion. Next to the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west side, Gad will have one portion. Next to the border of Gad, at the south side, the border will run from Tamar to the waters of Meribath Kadesh, to the stream of Egypt, and on to the Great Sea. This is the land which you will allot to the tribes of Israel, and these are their portions, declares the Sovereign Lord. These are the exits of the city. On the north side, 1 1/2 miles by measure, the gates of the city will be named for the tribes of Israel. There will be 3 gates to the north, 1 gate for Reuben, 1 gate for Judah, and 1 gate for Levi. On the east side, 1 1/2 miles in length, there will be 3 gates, 1 gate for Joseph, 1 gate for Benjamin, and 1 gate for Dan. On the south side, 1 1/2 miles by measure, there will be 3 gates, 1 gate for Simeon, 1 gate for Issachar, and 1 gate for Zebulun. On the west side, 1 1/2 miles in length, there will be 3 gates, 1 gate for Gad, 1 gate for Asher, and 1 gate for Naphtali. The circumference of the city will be 6 miles. The name of the city from that day forward will be, The Lord is There. And that, my friends, concludes the book of Ezekiel. The work that God called Ezekiel to was not easy, but he was faithful. God revealed himself in this to be a God to be reckoned with, no doubt, a God that won't be trifled with, but also at the same time, a God of mercy, because even when he brought judgment, he did restore them. Tomorrow, we'll read the book of 2 Timothy. After that, we'll get into another prophetical book, the book of Daniel. Will you join me? I hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.